Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Most households have at least one person who regularly asks, did anyone see my keys? Could you ring my phone? Why is it that some people more than others tend to lose things? And as often as not, those things are right in front of them. Enda Murphy is a psychotherapist and author. Good afternoon, Enda.
Sean, what do you mean there's only one?
I'm trying to be kind, because people often don't admit it's them. They just think it's somebody else in the house. You know what I mean?
Well, I had an excellent example there about 3 weeks ago. I turned around to my partner, you know, and I said, where's the butter? And she said, it's in the fridge. And I went to look at the fridge and I said, it's not in the fridge. She says, it is. I just put it in there. And I said, where in the fridge is it? She looked at me as if I had two heads. Now, butter for me should always be on the second shelf, but she had put it in the door, where it shouldn't be. All right. Yeah. But that's, you know, brings us right into the topic, Sean, because we live in a world of perception. And, you know, it's not possible to notice everything that's going on around you. So what our brains tend to do is it will pick one or two pieces of the puzzle and it will make up the rest of it based on a million different things. And it's how a magician actually does his trick. He will show you what it is you expect to see. And what he's doing in front of you, your brain doesn't register. And if anybody wants an example of this, just go on to YouTube, look up awareness test, whodunit. It was an ad for Lookout for Cyclists where they play this thing and they change a lot of things and you never even see it. All right. So everybody does it. Okay. If somebody's doing it more than others, then you're probably dealing with the work and memory like I have, okay, where you have a brain that doesn't have RAM. So it doesn't actually, it doesn't have random access memory. So if I don't put my keys down in one of three places, I'm in trouble and I start panicking because I will never see them. They could be sitting in front of me and my eyes won't register.
Right. So a lot of this is to do with the expectations in your brain that the keys should be there. And if they're not there, you can't see them.
Well, see, my brain has wired itself to tell me that my keys are either beside my bed, on the bedroom dresser, in my office, or in the drawer where keys belong. Okay. Now, if I've taken them out and absentmindedly, say, put them down on the kitchen counter, I can walk around that kitchen for hours looking for my keys. But because my brain is not expecting to see them on the counter, it literally does not see them. And that's the way our brains work, right? It's very, you know, like kind of it's common across the board. It's not just when you lose keys. It's how we interpret the world, all right? And as a psychotherapist, most of the work I do is people come to me with perceptions that is getting them into an awful lot of trouble with anxiety, depression, and things like that. My job is to bring them from a world of perception into perspective, to see things as they really are, whatever that is. But what happens is they did an experiment a number of years ago where they got two jars and they filled one jar with 60 red balls and 40 blue balls, and in the second jar they put 40 red balls and 60 blue balls, and then they covered them and they brought people in up the street and said, now we want you to pick out one ball at a time and tell us, what jar do you have? And the average person would pick out 12 balls before they would make a conclusion as to what they had. The worse your mental health is, the less balls you pick out before you make that decision. So what happens is that we end up seeing only what it is we tend to see.
Yeah. Now, but that doesn't mean, though, if I go home tonight and there's a kangaroo in my kitchen that I won't notice it.
Yeah. Possibly you will not notice it because there's another test. It's if there is something that's going on, and people make careers out of this. If you go on and look awareness test, the gorilla, all right? There's a one where they're actually passing, it says, how many times does the team in white pass the basketball? And there's a black team and a white team, and there's 10 people there, and what they're doing is they're passing the ball, and you're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all right? And says, the answer is 15, but did you see the gorilla dancing? And when they play it again, this fella in a gorilla suit has danced right across the screen in front of you, and nobody has actually seen it.
That's extraordinary. That is extraordinary. Enda, thanks a million for everything and for telling us, running us through that. That was the psychotherapist and author Enda Murphy there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.